Time for experts on the 20s. From money worries to traffic jams, the pressures that can be brought on by the holidays can be stressful. And that can make us feel as if our blood pressure is rising.
With us now is our medical expert, Dr. Robert Litt, a cardiologist with Providence Heart and Vascular Institute and the Oregon Clinic. Dr. Litt, good morning.
Good morning.
So is it true day-to-day stress can up your blood pressure?
It is true. Day-to-day stress is important. Cause of blood pressure elevation, along with diet, exercise, weight, and several other factors.
Why is watching blood pressure so important?
Well, high blood pressure is one of the most important causes of heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, and kidney failure. And lowering blood pressure is one of the most powerful ways of preventing those things.
How much work is involved in getting your blood pressure to go down?
Well, people might be surprised to learn that just a small decrease in weight or a small commitment to exercise every day can have a powerful effect on blood pressure. A loss of 5% of your body weight is easily measurable, and exercising for 20 minutes a day by walking briskly also has a powerful effect. Watching your salt intake is yet another way, and it doesn't take quite as much effort as people might think.
What about medicines? What ones are effective, and do you have to take them for life once you start taking them?
Well, medicines, there's many medicines. Our pharmaceutical industry has come up with a large selection of medications, but fortunately today there are many generic or low-cost medications that can be taken once a day, that have very minimal or no side effects and can be quite effective, which is much better than we had even 10, 15 years ago. If people can have small elevations in blood pressure and can get their pressure down with exercise and diet and other changes in lifestyle, then sometimes these medications can be stopped. But unfortunately, for many people, they find they need to take them their whole lives.
And for people who are curious about this conversation, Dr. Litt, where can they get more information?
Well, they can call us at the Oregon Clinic, 503-963-3030, and also call Providence Heart Vascular Institute to be referred to a specialist.
Dr. Litt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Robert Litt, he's a cardiologist with Providence Heart and Vascular Institute and the Oregon Clinic. He is part of Experts on the 20s on KXL.